Last lesson, I made an important statement. The greatest miracle that Yahweh God performs is the resurrection.
在上一堂呢，我讲到一句很重要的说话。Yahweh 神所行过的最大的神迹呢，就是复活了。
Today, I want to ask you, do you believe in the resurrection?
今天我想问大家，你相不相信有复活？
Can you believe in the resurrection?
你有没有可能相信复活这回事呢？
Is such a thing as resurrection from the dead possible?
好似从死里复活呢一咁嘅事啊，有冇可能嘅呢
？In science, we learn that everything in the universe always tends towards chaos. That is, if things are left to themselves.
从科学咧，我哋就学到啦，喺个宇宙嘅万物啊，都系倾向于混乱嘅。当冇人管嘅时候
，nothing will remain orderly.
冇乜嘢咧，系会维持秩序嘅。
To maintain order in the universe, huge amount of intelligence and energy must be applied.
要维持秩序嘅话呢，就需要无限嘅智慧同埋能量。
And reapplied continually.
并且咧系不断嘅需要呢啲智慧同能量。
The fact that the stars and the planets don't collide with each other itself is a miracle.
事实上在宇宙的各项的星球都没有相撞本身已经是一个神迹
In this sense, miracle happens all the time
从这个角度来讲神迹是经常发生
So much so, we call it normal
多到一个地步我们以为是正常
Are you walking properly today?
今天大家有没有行得正常
You say, sure, why?
或者说你说我当然正常为什么这么问
Because some of us are suffering from an injured hip
因为我们当中有人是盘骨痛的。
Many years ago, during a hike up a mountain, I injured my right hip.
很多年前我爬山的时候我曾经伤过我的盘骨。
In the middle of the night, by 2:30 in the morning, I was woken by a sharp pain in my hip.
我睡到半夜的时候大概2:30钟我忽然间被个痛楚唤醒了我。
I endured the pain until 9 in the morning.
我一直忍痛忍到早上9:00。
Told my wife.
我就告诉我太太听。
And she had to call the ambulance.
她就叫了白车。
With much difficulty, male nurses came and helped me down a wheelchair.
就有一些男护士来到我家想帮我坐在轮椅上。
It was very difficult for me to move from a standing position to a seated position.
对我来说要站在这里至到坐在这里是很痛的。
And having sat on the wheelchair for 10 minutes, to stand up and change posture again causes sharp pain.
坐在这里10分钟之后想起身换一个姿势是非常痛的。
Not until years later, my hip was healed.
是直至到几年后呢，我的盘骨才好翻。
And I began swimming, mountain climbing again.
咁我又开始游水啊，爬山啦。
So if your legs are walking properly today, may I suggest that itself is a wonder?
假如你今日能够行得妥当、行得正常嘅话咧，我可唔可以咁讲咧？呢样嘢本身已经系一个神迹嚟嘅。
To fly on an aeroplane from point A to point B is normal, right?
如果一架飞机由 A 站去到 B 站，本身系咪正常呢
？Wait till for some unknown reason an airplane disappears, then you wonder, it's not so ordinary after all.
直至到咧有一班机咧可能无端端消失咗咧，到时候你先如梦初醒咧，就话觉得哦，原来唔系正常噶。
The resurrection from the dead surely is a miracle.
从死里能够复活，当然是一个神迹。
Do you believe in miracles?
你相不相信神迹？
Can you believe in miracles?
你有没有可能相信神迹？
There is a famous saying by Jesus.
主耶稣说过一句名言。
For man is impossible, but for God all things are possible.
在人是不可能的。但是在神凡事都能。
I just quoted from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 19 and verse 26.
刚才讲的是取自马太福音19:26.
I also said last lesson, the greatest miracle of God is the fact that God transforms people's lives.
上一次我们都讲到，神所行的其中一个最大的神迹就是神将人改变。
So which is a greater miracle.
所以到底哪一个神迹是大一点？
that Yahweh God raised Jesus from the dead.
一个是 Yahweh 神将耶稣从死里复活。
The other is Yahweh God transforms people's lives.
第二个神迹就是神改变人的生命。
Which one is greater?
哪一个神迹是大一点？
The answer is both are the same.
答案就是两个都一样那么大。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because the purpose of changing people's heart is to make people fit for resurrection.
因为神改变人的目的就是要准备人能够适合被复活。
These two are parts of the same project by Yahweh God.
这两步其实是神的是同一个计划的两部分。
The purpose of changing people's heart is to make them fit for eternal life in the kingdom of God.
神改变人的生命的目的就是让他能够适合进入天国。
But first thing first.
但是重要的一件事要行先。
God first would have to change people's heart and then make them fit to enter God's kingdom.
神首先要改变了人的生命，然后人才可以准备得好去入天国。
Starting from people's heart and then his conduct.
首先是改变人的心，从心开始，然后改变他的行为。
For those of us who live in the UK would understand the social benefit system very well.
那你和我在英国生活，你就很非常认识国家的福利制度。
Including the National Health Service Scheme.
包括国家的医疗制度。
Is the British social benefit system good or bad?
那国家的医疗制度究竟是好还是不好？
Is the way people make use of social benefits fair or unfair?
人怎样去用医疗制度究竟是公平还是不公平啊？
It is not right for lazy people to take advantage of the system.
一个懒惰的人去利用这个制度是不对的。
Because they believe it is easier to depend on social benefits than to work for your living.
因为这些人就会依赖了这个制度不去做工了。去做工反而得钱还少过去拿福利。
But this way, it is very unfair to those who are honest working taxpayers.
但是这样做的时候，对一些很老实去交税的人是很不公平。
So how do you improve the system?
那究竟你怎样可以能够改善得到国家福利制度呢？
Some countries would allow no social benefit system in their country.
在他们的国家里面根本就没有福利制度。
No National Health Services Scheme.
也都没有医疗制度。
You want to do an operation, you pay for the services you use.
你想动手术，那你要自己给钱，用者自付。
You want money, work for your living.
你想得到钱吗？那你要做工。
This is the way to be a human.
这个就是做人。
Not to take advantage of the country.
而不是去利用国家。
This is only fair for the honest citizens.
这样做对那些纳税人才公平。
When there are no social benefit system, those who are truly needy people will suffer.
但是假如没有一福利制度的时候，那些真正的穷人就会受苦了。
Is it right or is it wrong for a society to care for the truly needy?
对一个社会来讲，要去照顾那些真正有需要的人，对不对？
There are those who are truly weak and unable to work, the sick, the disabled.
有一些是很软弱的，或者是有残疾的，或者是病了的，他不可以工作。
Which system is better and fairer?
所以哪一种的制度是好一点呢？是公平一点呢？
And how to improve an existing system that is not working well?
咁現今行唔通嘅制度同埋政策，你點樣去改善呢？
The answer is
答案就係
very hard，
好難嘅
，close to impossible，
幾乎係唔可能嘅。
You follow one system, some people suffer. You change to another policy, some other people suffer.
你跟呢個制度咩？有啲人會受苦。你跟另一個制度咩？另外一啲人都會受苦。
It is impossible to find one policy that truly works.
要找一个真的行得通的制度政策是不可能的。
What the world needs are people who don't take advantage of others' kindness.
这个世界所需要的呢，就是人不要去利用别人。
People need to change.
人是需要被改变。
We can say, for the kingdom of God to work, people who take advantage of others must change.
如果要神的国、天国是行得通的话，那人必须不可以再利用人了。
They must become people who give themselves to those around them.
他们必须要变成一种人，是将自己给过人。
Some weeks ago, my wife asked me to watch a very good BBC documentary on South Africa.
几个礼拜前呢，我太太建议我去看一个很好的 BBC 的节目。
A black British reporter travels to South Africa to see what South Africa is like after Nelson Mandela.
一个英籍的黑人记者就回去南非那里采访。
To see what South Africa is like after Nelson Mandela.
就想看看曼德拉之后的南非是怎样的。
President Mandela worked very hard to remove inequalities between the blacks majority and the whites.
曼德拉呢，他用很多的努力想去改变白人和黑人之间的不平等。
Today in South Africa, are inequalities gone or do they still remain?
今日在南非，不平等的情况有没有消失呢？还是依然在呢？
That was the topic of the documentary.The reporter finds that although apartheid is gone, inequalities remain.
这个记者就发现，虽然种族隔离政策是废了，但是依然是有不平等的情况出现。
Now the South African government is a black majority government.
现在的南非呢的政府呢，其实是一个黑人大多数 的政府。
Now the blacks have opportunities for education and government housing.
现在黑人是有机会接受教育和有住屋的安排。
The reporter finds the poor white people don't have government housing.
但是这个记者就发现呢，反而是白人是变得穷和没有住屋。
Do you know why?
大家知不知道为什么？
Because there are more black poor people than poor white people.
因为黑人的穷人多过白人的穷人。
So the cheap government housing go to the black poor people first.
所以那些便宜的政府的屋就先给了黑人先。
White poor people are sleeping on the street in the parks.
那些白人是穷人的就睡街啦，睡公园啦。
Before, the white minority dominated over the black majority.
在以往呢，白人呢，虽然是属于少数分子，但是他们是支配当时的黑人。
But now, the black majority dominate over the white minority.
但是呢，现在竟然倒翻转了，就是黑人呢，支配白人。
The point is, it is impossible to find a political system that truly works.
那个问题就是你不可能找到一个制度是真的行得通的。
People need to be changed.
人是需要被改变。
And for people to enter the kingdom of God, we have to change. From people who are selfish to people who are kind towards even the minority.
如果人要进入天国的话，都要被改变。从一个自私的人被改变成一个关心弱势社群的人。
The kingdom of God will not be a continuation of life in the world now.
神的国不是这个世界的状况的一个延续。
People must be changed.
人类必须要被改变。
Not just governments or policies.
不是只是政府或者政策要被改变。
Changing people's heart then is preparation for the resurrection.
改变人的心是准备他们要去接受复活。
And the resurrection to make a person fit to enter God's kingdom.
这个复活是要让人准备好适合进入天国。
We ask today, what is resurrection?
今天我们要问的就是复活是什么？
What does Yahweh God plan to do?
Yahweh 神计划了做些什么呢？
I'd like to read two Bible portions with you.
我想读两段圣经。
First John chapter 3, verse 1 to 3.
约翰一书三章一至三节。
The first letter of John, chapter 3, verses 1 to 3.
约翰一书三章一至三节。
See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know God. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we know is this. When He is revealed, that is when God is revealed, we will be like Him, for we will see Him as He is. And all who have this hope in Him purify themselves just as He is pure.
你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。世人所以不认识我们，是因为曾认识他。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。凡向他有这指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
There will be one day in God's plan.
在神的计划里面有一天呢，
When He will reveal Himself.
他会将自己显明。
And then the children of God will become like Him.
他显现的时候，他的儿女就会像他。
What does it mean that children of God will become like God?
这里讲到神的儿女会像他是什么意思呢？
Let us turn to the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50.
请大家回去哥林多前书十五章。
We read verse 50, and then 53 to 54.
50节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 50. What I am saying, brothers and sisters, is this. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Verse 53. For this perishable body must put on imperishability, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When this perishable body puts on imperishability, and this mortal body puts on immortality, then the saying that is written will be fulfilled. Death has been swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?
哥林多前书十五章五十节。弟兄们，我告诉你们说，血肉之体不能承受神的国，必朽坏的不能承受不朽坏的。五十三节，这必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的，这必死的总要变成不死的，这必朽坏的既变成不朽坏的，这必死的既变成不死的。那时经上所记死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。
What is resurrection?
复活是什么呢？
In the Bible, resurrection is not a return to this life only to die again sometime later.
圣经讲到的复活就不是讲到起死回生，后来还是要死的。
That is not resurrection.
这样就不是复活了。
What is the point?
有什么用呢？
People will still die.
因为这个人迟早又会再死。
Resurrection is not a continuation of the life situation in the world now.
复活啊，并不是说讲到这个世界的状况是继续延续的。
If the situation and the problems in this world will continue into the next life, what's the point?
如果假如今世这个世界的生命一路延续的话，延续到来世，那又有什么用呢？
Resurrection is transformation that will make humans fit for eternal life in God's kingdom.
复活的意思呢，就是人得到改变，是让人准备好进入天国，承受永生。
It is the high point of Yahweh's salvation plan.
这个就是亚伟神的救恩计划的一个高潮。
It is the climax.
是一个高潮。
The resurrection from the dead is surely a miracle.
从死里复生 当然是一个神迹。
On that day, those who are worthy will have their mortal body transformed into immortality.
到那天，人这个必死的身体就会变成不死。
An immortal body we will have.
我们将会有一个不死的身体。
And with that, people will be made fit to live in Yahweh's God's mode of existence.
因为有了这个不死的身体，就可以叫到人好像Yahweh神一样，有同一种的状态存在。
How God Yahweh exists in spirit, people in that day will exist in the same mode.
Yahweh神是以一个灵的状态存在，到时人都会以一个灵的状态存在。
How God can move freely as spirit, people in that day will be able to move freely as spirits.
神怎样好像灵一样可以自由的运行呢，走动呢，到时候人都会有好像一个灵一样可以自由的走动。
The day of resurrection is the day when God welcomes his children into his kingdom.
在复活那一天，就是神去欢迎他的儿女进入天国那一天。
To be with the Father of all, to be near him.
就是与这个一切的神在一起，靠近他。
And to be with one another forever.
还要彼此的在一起，永远的在一起。
To share the goodness in God's kingdom, there is justice.
在神的国里面去分享，那里有公平。
There is harmony.
有和谐。
Happiness.
有快乐。
Riches.
有富足。
Authority.
有权力。
Knowledge.
有知识。
To be given a part in the resurrection is to be truly human.
在复活上有份，才算是一个真正的人。
The question is not whether God can do it.
问题不是说神能不能够做得到。
For God, all things are possible.
在于神来讲，凡事都可能。
The question is whether you as a human can believe God can do it.
问题是，你作为一个人，你能不能够相信神可以做得到呢？
Can you believe that God can make you fit for eternal life in his kingdom?
你相不相信神是可以令到你适合进入天国呢？
Can he do it for you?
他可不可以为你做这个神迹呢？
So I ask again as I conclude.
在我结束的时候，我再问一次。
Do you believe in the resurrection?
你相不相信有复活?
Is it possible?
是不是可能的呢?
Can you believe that Yahweh God can do it?
你相不相信得到Yahweh神可以做得到呢?
Be honest with ourselves.
大家老老实实吧。
We are modern people.
我们是现代人。
We are educated people.
我们受过教育。
How can we believe in something that is impossible for man?
我们怎可能去相信一些冇可能发生嘅事呢
？For man，
对人嚟讲冇可能发生嘅呢
？Unless you try and experience God, your Father can change you。
除非你试过、经历过Yahweh嘅天父改变过你。
For this reason, I appreciate the previous Bible lesson by Olive very much。
所以咧，我系好欣赏上一个星期我太太讲嘅道。
Can you confess your sins to God and repent？
你能不能够向神认罪悔改？
Have you tasted the liberation that comes with forgiveness?
你有没有尝过被宽恕之后所得到的释放自由呢？
Have you tasted the freedom and the vitality of the new life?
你有没有尝过新生命的自由和活力呢？
If you can confess your sins to God and repent,
假如你能够做得到向神认罪悔改的话，
If you have experienced liberation and forgiveness,
假如你已经经历过这种自由、释放、宽恕的话，
Whether people can persuade you or not is one question.
那别人能不能够说服你是另一回事。
By then you will know in your heart God is real.
因为在你自己的心中，你是很明明的知道神是真实的。
God can work a miracle in your heart.
神能够在你的心里面做一个改变的工程。
Then you may be in a position to believe in the resurrection.
咁有可能咧，到嗰时候你就能够相信复活呢回事啦。
Then you will dare believe that God can make you fit for heaven.
你亦都敢去相信 神是可以将你改变成准备得好进入天国。
This is the one way we can find out whether the resurrection is credible.
这个是唯一一个方法叫我们去找得到复活这回事是真实的。
We humans must dare dream.
我们作为一个人必须要敢于梦想。
We must dare believe.
我们要敢于相信
But we mustn't daydream.
但我们千万不要做发白日梦
There's a big difference between dreaming God's dream and daydreaming.
发白日梦和梦想神的事情是两码事
Daydreaming is impractical.
做梦空想是不实际的
It has no basis.
因为是没有根据的
And things we daydream about will not come true.
我哋发白梦用嘅嘢咧，系唔会实现噶。
Because it's not realistic.
因为系脱离咗现实。
Let's dream what the kingdom of God will be like.
我哋一齐去梦想一下神嘅国系点样嘅呢
？If we cannot dream anymore, are we truly human?
假如我哋再冇梦想嘅话，我哋系咪一个真正嘅人呢
？So let's dream what the kingdom of God will be like.
不如我哋去梦想一下。神的国是怎样的
Why not?
为什么不去梦想呢
Have we become too old to dream?
我们是不是老得滞老到不识呢
Let's dream that in the kingdom of God, there will be no more suffering.
我们一起想想在神的国里面是没有痛苦的
Sufferings in this world will not be allowed to continue into the life to come.
这个世界的痛苦是不会在将来继续延续下去的
There will be no more sicknesses.
到时亦都唔会有疾病。
No more pain。
冇痛。
No more disappointments。
冇失望。
No more aging。
冇衰老。
Death will be no more。
死亡都唔会有。
People will not be lazy。
人咧再唔会懒惰啦。
People will no longer take advantage of others' kindnesses。
人再唔会利用别人嘅良善啦。
What is more, there will be no more crime。
另外咧，就再冇罪行。
No more terrorism to worry about。
亦都冇恐怖嘅分子。
There'll be no more war。
冇打仗。
And to me, which is more important, there'll be no more conflict between religions。
對我嚟講，更重要嘅咧就係宗教之間咧，再唔會有爭執。
There will be no inequality against women。
对女士来讲呢亦都唔会再有不平等的事。
There'll be no inequalities against children.
对儿童都唔会有不平等。
There'll be no discrimination against a certain race.
对种族亦都冇歧视。
There'll be no mistreatment of the poor.
对穷人都唔会去虐待佢哋。
Rather, in the kingdom of God, there'll be satisfaction.
相反在神的国里面是有满足
Because satisfaction comes from a heavenly father, Yahweh God.
因为这种满足是来自天父 Yahweh 神
There will be, because of him, there will be brotherhood among humans.
因为有 Yahweh 神的缘故人和人之间有手足之情
There will be forgiveness.
也都有赦免
There will be justice. But more so, there will be compassion.
一方面有公平另一方面有怜悯
In the kingdom of God, there will be happiness.
在神的国里面有快乐幸福。
Do you dare dream?
你敢不敢去梦想?
Let's dare dream.
我们一起去梦想。
Let's dare believe in what Yahweh can do.
我们一起敢于去相信 Yahweh 神能够做些什么。
We'll conclude here.
我就在这里结束。咁我哋一齊祈禱。